USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Education is aiming to bring students back to school across the United States by this spring. Speaking at the White House, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona says the recently passed coronavirus relief bill will provide another $122 billion in funding to help schools with reopenings.
My goal, my priority right now is to safely reopen as many schools as possible, as quickly as possible.
Many schools also still sitting on money from the previous bills passed by Congress. 41 Republican senators signed a letter asking the U.S. Government Accountability Office to evaluate whether President Joe Biden's suspension of funding and construction of the southern border wall was justified under federal law. On his first day in office, Biden signed an executive order halting construction on the wall. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.